Let's talk about three reasons people fail at raising money for self-storage projects, especially if this is their first one. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, including fundraising for the small self-storage investor, since we're going to be talking about fundraising today. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Just go to the store and look at some of the training that I offer. It'll take you right to the Quick Start Academy. But over the years, I've worked with a lot of people who are raising money to do self-storage deals from investors. And I've seen many of them not succeed. You know, I struggled when I first started raising money. So, I mean, I totally get it. But, you know, it's not always a bad thing to fail. It's good to learn what doesn't work. And let me share with you today, like, three things I've seen people do, including myself, that doesn't work when it comes to being a fundraiser or raising investment money to do your first self-storage deal or your next one. Now, I'm not talking about getting partners who put money in and everybody's on the loan. I'm talking about investors giving you equity, giving you money to go do a deal, and they're depending on you to do the deal and generate the profit. Now, the first mistake I see a lot of people make is just thinking they know a lot of people or they know people who will invest with them and relying on their sphere of influence, their current world, existing world, and relating to that as their potential investor pool. See, your world, for the most part, doesn't know you as a self-storage expert. They know you as you. Now, you will get some capital here, but usually never enough, at least that's been my experience, never enough to really do your first deal if they don't relate to you as a self-storage expert. It really takes something to cut a $50,000, $100,000, $250,000 check and give it to somebody and then step back and let them manage that money. Knowing you, liking you, even trusting you, generally is not enough. They have to, in their mind, say to themselves, this is the one, this is the person that can take my money and not lose it and get me an above market return. Start with your sphere of influence, but you got to go out and go broad very fast if you're going to raise enough money to do a self-storage deal. The next mistake I see people make is failing to be like really clear on your acquisition strategies. So if you're raising money, you've got to have a story, and not just a story, a compelling story, an inspiring story, a story that inspires people such that they take action. What action? Handing you money. And that story can't be changing all the time. One week, you're all about expansions. Then the next week, no, wait, hold on. I'm real interested in this boat and RV development project. No, hold on, back up. We're going to do a ground-up self-storage project. Wait, a conversion. This would be a really good self-storage opportunity. It's not that you can't change strategies, but you've got to communicate that and communicate it early to your potential investor pool. In the five-phase strategy that I teach in my course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor, you know, one of the strategies is educate. You've got to be constantly communicating and educating your potential investor pool. And one of the most important things that we educate as fundraisers is our acquisition strategy. And why it's our acquisition strategy. As a self-storage person, we got to carve out a corner of the self-storage. It's not like we can't do other deals, but especially when you're first getting going, you got to carve a corner out, stake your claim on that corner, and that's the hill you fight for. Also, you've got to be, what's very important, you've got to be educating your potential investor pool about how your strategy is going to help them. Communicate often, consistently, and always provide value in your communication and education with your potential investor pool. The third big mistake I see many self-storage people make is they really are only raising money when they need to do a deal. Here's the thing. If you're in the fundraising business, if you're in the business of using other people's money, you're a fundraiser. Yeah, you might be getting into self-storage business, but you're also in the fundraising business. And if you're in the fundraising business, that's a daily activity. Doesn't mean you're taking money every day from investors and putting it in your bank account, but it does mean you're growing your investor pool, you're communicating with your investor pool, and you're educating your investor pool, and you're getting soft commitments from your investor pool. When I find a deal like this, you're interested in looking at it, right? Yes. You want to be getting lots of yeses and have a self-selected pool of potential investors waiting to see deals that fit your acquisition criteria. So that means you got to start fundraising now, before you have your deal. You need to be generating interest in you, what you're up to, and your platform that you use to grow your potential investor pool. Then when you have a deal to offer, you've had people who've raised their hand and said, I want to see your deals. That will increase your odds of success, and you will never regret the time that you put into this activity. These are just three of the bigger general mistakes I see people make who are getting in the self-storage business and are considering or are using other people's money. If you'd like to dive deeper into this, it's not for everybody, but if you'd like to dive deeper into this, explore my course. There will be a link to it. Explore the course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. There'll be a link in the comments on the YouTube channel, show notes on the podcast, and a hyperlink in the text on blog number 415 at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Thank you very much. Have fun in your fundraising activities, and I will see you next time. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. I'll talk to you later. Bye.